The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. Yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away. I will come back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we want to reflect in a particular way on the virtue of love, especially that it and how it is revealed to us in the Scriptures. So let's talk first about what love is not. Love, first, is not selfish. Some of these things we learn from St. Paul. Love does not divide people or communities. Love is not absent of free will. And we do not fall in love. That's Hollywood teaching us about love. Love is not about being perfect. Love is not about saying the right things. It's not about looking a certain way. Love is never absent of God. What love is, though? Love is always about God, because God is love. When God acts in our lives, it is love. We have been created with a desire for love, which is a desire for God. We want to love and be loved. This is a basic human desire. From the moment of our existence, God has poured out love into our souls. He created us and revealed that we are not alone in the universe. God loves us then like a father. Our identity is always found in God alone. Our identity is beloved sons and daughters of God. And then we look at what Jesus teaches us in the Bible about what love is. What Jesus teaches us in this gospel in particular takes love to a whole other level. He teaches us about sacrificial love. He talks about this kind of love, and he shows us this kind of love on the cross. And so the Lord teaches and leads by example. The passage is beautiful. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. If you follow the logic, then Jesus is saying, you are my friends and I will die for you. Love is sacrificial. It puts us in eternal relationship with God. This love calls us to follow His will for our lives by following the commandments, by listening to His teaching, and by trusting in the revelation of the truth that is Jesus Christ to the world. Lay down your lives for each other. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. No, love is not selfish. It is always directed toward another and toward God. Love does not seek self. It seeks the cross of Jesus. No, love does not divide us. It brings the world into one love, one faith, one God and Father of us all. Love brings us to the one who is love, Jesus Christ. We all come to the cross of Jesus. Every one of us must come to the cross of the Lord. And when we do, we will find our true home in relationship with Jesus. No, love is not absent of free will. He does not force us to love Him or to receive the love. Love is always a choice. Thank goodness. If we were forced to love, it wouldn't be love. It would be some kind of slavery. No, it's always a choice to love. Love does not bind us. It sets us free and gives us the ability to say yes and no to God. We have to choose to love God, to love others, and to love ourselves. But what we do know is that God never stops loving us. God also has a choice, but His eternal choice is to love you, no matter what. His eternal choice is to bring you to the cross, an eternal act of love. He eternally invites us to be one with Him and the Heavenly Father. Love is not about being perfect. It is about becoming perfect in Jesus through constant conversion of life, constant discernment of God's will, and trusting in Jesus. It is about responding to love when it is offered to you. This is my commandment, Jesus says. Love one another. Even if you do not like each other, you must love each other. That's how communities work. That's how the church exists. That's how families function. We love each other. Sacrifice for each other. Serve each other. Bring each other to the cross. Why? Because of the ancient definition of love, which is to will the good of another. Loving is to want the other to be happy on earth, but more importantly, to be holy. Wanting the other to be blessed in relationship with God. The highest good is heaven. We should want heaven for each other. Finally, love is never absent of God. God has chosen us to be His disciples. When you feel loved, God is with you. Trust in that love and do not be afraid to choose God. Never be afraid to receive love from God. Never be afraid to seek the highest love, where Jesus is there. For now we pray and believe and say, let's love one another as God loves us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.